Here we go again. A little bit of deja vu. North Korea supposedly firing 5 short-range missiles. I have the scoop on this. Also, Hillary Clinton on the move, pressing the Russians on Iran and the whole arms control deal. Are they going to play along? Wait and see. In the meantime, we have some things to celebrate on the show. Like, I can't help it, I'm a homer, folks. The Phillies rallying past the Rockies big time. So they return to the NLCS, baby, right back where they belong. And, yeah, it's sweet. And here's what it sounded like.
And Giambi gets sawed off. That's going to fall. A base hit. Here comes Fowler. Francisco's throw is cut off. We're tied. And all three Philadelphia outfielders with above average arms. And that one's driven into right center field. Victorino is on the run. Still on the run. Can't get it. It's off the wall. Helton scores. Giambi scores. And the Rockies have taken the lead. Howard sends one to right. On the run is Gonzalez, and he cannot get there. It bounces off the wall. Can Utley score? Victorino's in front of him. The throw to the plate. Utley scores, and the Phillies have tied it. Ryan Howard delivers. And Wirth sends one to right. That's going to fall for a base hit. Here comes Ryan Howard, and he will score. The Phillies have taken the lead here in the ninth. 3 runs are in. The 2-2. And Tulowitzki is down on strikes. Brad Lidge does it again. And the Philadelphia Phillies are headed to the NLCS, a date with the Dodgers on Thursday.
All right, can I just say this? It was an exciting moment for us. It is a daily salute, at least for me, because my Phillies now going for the championship once again in the National League. But could that be a more boring call? And here's the Phillies winning it in a dramatic fashion. My name is Brian Anderson, along with Joe Simpson. Give me a break. Usually I don't bag on play-by-play guys. In fact, I have a bunch of friends that do it for a living. But these two, sorry. Thumbs down. That was a snooze fest. Where was the enthusiasm? Lost in the sauce somewhere. I have no idea. Anyway, we'll have more on that in Sports Shorts. Plus, dramatic finish on Monday Night Football. Miami and the Jets. What happened there? Let's just say there was a whole bunch of ties in that game and some lead changes. So it was worth investing some time if you're a football fan. A quick reminder, don't forget on our Thursday/Friday morning show, the third hour, we do Nail the Score. Our computers randomly pick the game of the week. You call in. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like playing the lottery, only you don't have to pay your buck. You tell us who you think's going to win, which are the two teams, and what you think the final score will be. If you correctly nail the score, you win a whole bunch of loot from the America Tonight staff. Meaning, not bucks, but you win a cell phone, you win movie tickets, you win gift certificates to several restaurants. So it is definitely a bunch of loot, I guess, in that sense. And I'll tell you, I'd like to win it. I hope somebody does it this season. So far, we haven't had a winner. We'll swing into week 6 in the NFL. Do you believe it? Right here at the get-go, from the top, off the top of my head, I think the best thing that I saw during the day, you know, when you're watching that mindless stuff, you're flipping around either on the internet or you're doing it cable TV style and you see the little crawl, the things, the words that come across of what news thing has happened, what news flash. I'm going to say score one for the good guys. Certainly, in the pursuit of justice, the Florida couple, remember that horrible killing? The prosecutors are going to seek the death penalty against 4 of the 7 suspects facing the murder charges in those grisly, because they were grisly, July deaths of that couple, known for giving their hearts to the community. In fact, they had adopted special needs kids, and I think it really ripped that community apart. They were just stunned that anybody would go after them, and for crazy reasons. The couple's name, Bird and Melanie Billings, they were shot to death in their house So this is good news, I think. They should absolutely. I am a proponent of the death penalty, and I know that certainly we don't want to put somebody to death when we don't have the hardcore evidence. But in this case, when you think of the details and you think of what's been done, I hope that they nail this case shut. It was such a crazy thing because it was a home invasion robbery. Why was this even necessary? Take whatever you can take and then get out. But they just killed them in cold blood. And they thought they were going to get some big money, I guess, score some big dough. And really what happened is a second safe that had $164,000 in cash, some jewelry, some documents that was in the house at the time of the murders wasn't even taken. I guess they didn't know where it was. It was something that was sort of in reserve for the business that that family had. So they weren't getting away with very much money. And there they are nailed on cameras. And apparently they had been practicing for weeks as to what to do and how to get in the house and all that sort of stuff. And they say that actually there might be dual motives. The robbery and perhaps, and this is the odd thing about this sad tale, maybe a contracted hit. They're working right now, the prosecutors, under this assumption that most of the suspects in this case were told that they were robbing the house. But another person in connection with this murder is saying that they were also plotting to kill the couple. But what would be the motive behind killing them? I mean, what are they going to get from that? And see, this is the depressing part of this. I mean, these people, the Billingses, they had two biological kids, right? But they adopted 13 special needs kids. Anybody who has a special needs child, you multiply that and what the people have done for those kids over the years. And now the kids, of course, are going to be raised by the older children, but very, very sad. And plus 9 of the kids were home when these idiots broke in for that home invasion deal. One got out and went for help, went to a neighbor's house, but, you know, it's too late. It was boom, 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 they're in, they kill them, and then they're out of the house, and, of course, ultimately all caught. I think in all they're saying 8 because there's somebody else. There's an 8th suspect who's also charged with being an accessory to this. So 4 of the 7 suspects face the charges, including murder and home invasion robbery. And then the bottom line is, I think it really truly is justice, and I am so glad the prosecutors are going for the death penalty. And there has been an outcry for that in Florida in this particular case. People were astounded at the details that came out about planning and rehearsing and all that sort of thing. And now the possibility of this slash crazy sidebar thing, that what is the motive for a contract hit. And coming up around the bend for something completely different, we're going to talk about global warming. The myth, the truth, or just somewhere in between. Dr. Cal stopping by next on America Tonight.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most: antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
It's always fun on America Tonight when Dr. Cal Bisner from the Cornwall Alliance stops by to shed some light on the movement that is, that maybe shouldn't be, all the hype over global warming. I mean, what are the myths and what are the true facts? Really, if you go to the Cornwall Alliance, there's amazing, compelling information that you will find as you go through, sign up for some of the newsletters and whatnot, as to what are the myths and what is the misinformation, probably the better way to say it, that's floating around out there that has people very confused, I think. And there's an interesting piece that we're going to talk to him about in just a second, and it has to do with a documentary that traces a couple of the effects of what they call environmental alarmism on many of the lives in a small town, blue-collar American family, an African woman who lost her son to malaria, and also former Vice President Al Gore. So really from the rural side of America to the streets of Uganda, and also what's going on, of course, around the Beltway, which we keep trying to tell you night in and night out here on ATN, dispelling the myths. Dr. Cal, how are you?
Just fine, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. You know, as I said, it's you guys really do a good job at the Cornwall Alliance of laying things out, giving you know, some solid information, some facts, some things for people to chew on. This is the problem I have with the global warming movement, is that so much that's pushed out there, like the glaciers melting and, oh my gosh, what does that mean? And some of the other things that are floating around that you can't really prove out. And then I talk to other scientists and they say, well, that's not really what's happening. And you're finding the same thing. And you told us that last time. Tell everyone, for the sake of, I hope, not being redundant, all about the Cornwall Alliance and how you arrive at some of the stuff that you arrive at, that you put in your newsletters and that you put out there so people know the information.
Okay. Well, Kate, we are a network of theologians and pastors and other Christian leaders, scientists, economists, and other sorts of academics, scholars, and policy experts who are committed to bringing a biblical worldview, theology, and ethics together with excellent science and economics to promote economic development for the poor and at the same time good creation stewardship, environmental protection, and restoration. And we work with scientists and economists from around the world, and we work with people who are really experts in their own particular fields. And on the issue of global warming, we work with climatologists and meteorologists and other climate scientists, like, for instance, Dr. Roy Spencer, who is he's principal research scientist in climatology at the University of Alabama at Huntsville. And he's in charge of the satellite program under NASA that gathers temperature and other sorts of atmospheric data from all over the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and has been doing that since 1979. So we have, you know, top-notch experts who work with us, and they help us to divide between the really reliable scientific reports and things that aren't quite so reliable. And we try to pass that information on in our Cornwall Alliance newsletters on science, on economics, on theology, and other issues.
All right. Tell us about the movie Not Evil, Just Wrong. And this is a movie that you're bringing, this documentary that you've put together. And I tried to explain it about some of the things that happened in the movie, but you can probably do it better than I can. Tell us how this came about and what we would see from this.
Well, first, just a slight clarification. We didn't put the documentary together. We are promoting it. It was put together by Phelim and Anne McAleer, who are an Irish couple. They are journalists, both of them. Phelim is a well-known documentary producer, and previously produced a very, very fine documentary called Mine, M-I-N-E, not D, Mine Your Own Business, about how environmentalists kept a clean and environmentally safe Canadian mining company from being able to buy up, clean up, and put back into working order a mine in a small town in Romania, leaving the people in that town unemployed when they could have had good jobs. And this is a problem that we see often with environmental things. This newest movie, though, is called Not Evil, Just Wrong, and the point of it is that those who are promoting global warming alarmism and the policy of trying to fight global warming by reducing CO2 emissions, by cutting back fossil fuel use, they're not evil. They're not out to hurt people intentionally, but they are just plain wrong. They're wrong because they overestimate the impact of human CO2 emissions on global temperature, and they're wrong because they underestimate the economic harm that would be done around the world by forced reduction in fossil fuel use, since fossil fuels are the cheapest form of energy that we have. And it's certainly much, much safer form of energy than wood and dried dung, which are the primary cooking and heating fuels in sub-Saharan Africa and many parts of Asia and Latin America. Where they kill millions of people every year because of the respiratory diseases they get from breathing the smoke in their huts.
Wow. I didn't even realize that. And that's obviously going on, and that's obviously a big deal, but it's kind of a little bit under the wire because we focus so much on what's happening here in the States, like the cap and trade, and, of course, that's been iced for now, but we know that that's going to bubble up in the beginning of the next year, and we saw what happened and how it sailed through the House, and that's, I think, is a very scary thing. I think it'll be different in the Senate, however, but you probably would say, I think people have to be vigilant and be aware of it, right?
Oh, yeah, and in fact, I would not count it out for this year in the Senate. Its demise has been prematurely announced a number of different times, and repeatedly the backers of it in the Senate have brought it back again. Certainly, the Obama administration wants to have something in its hand when it sends representatives to climate treaty negotiations in Copenhagen in December. And that means the Democratic leadership in the Senate is going to do all that it can to get something through. And at this point, the most likely seems to be the cap-and-trade legislation that's waiting in the Senate. It's facing a tough time, and healthcare legislation is slowing down things down considerably. But this film, Not Evil, Just Wrong, really shows what would be the impact of cap and trade on ordinary Americans, especially those in lower income brackets, those in manufacturing jobs and other high energy intensity jobs, who simply many of them would be unemployed. They'd lose their jobs because the higher energy costs would force many factories to close down, and corporations would just move that work overseas to nations where they can get much cheaper labor and where they won't have to pay such high energy costs.
Yeah, we had somebody on from Washington last week talking about the fact that already we've lost 5 million jobs, 2 million of them to China. How many more jobs are we going to lose across the board? And you point that out, and I can't say enough about how difficult it is and how much people don't realize they're going to pay in the end should that type of legislation go through, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The best analysis, I think, that's been done of the economic impact of the cap-and-trade legislation that's pending now in the Senate would indicate that in the average year from now from 2012 to 2035, unemployment would be about 1 million jobs more than it otherwise would be. In other words, an extra 1.1 million people would be unemployed because of this legislation. The average family of four in America would pay about $1,200 more in direct energy costs every year, and another $3,400 a year in indirect energy costs. The average family of four would have about $118,000 added to its share of the national debt between 2012 and 2035. These are just enormous numbers, and all to get what is a very, very speculative and, I think, exaggerated 0.9 of a degree Fahrenheit reduction in global average temperature in the year 2050. That, I think, is not a good deal. It would hurt Americans. But it's also not going to be achieved significantly. We're not going to be able to do any significant reduction in future temperature unless we're able to get the whole world to do a similar kind of a cap on carbon emissions. And that will mean starving millions and millions of poor people in sub-Saharan Africa, Asia, and Latin America.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point. Dr. Cal Beisner, again, you can check out the website, cornwallalliance.org. I know it's late for you. We do appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, so keep aware. I mean, that's the idea. Arm yourself with the facts, and that's what we're trying to have all kinds of people on to talk about global warming and cap and trade. Stay with us.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Tonight. Tidbits, some things you care about, some things you care less about, but just some interesting things that are happening here in the good old U.S. From the gossip side of the ledger, John and Kate plus eight. Ugh, this guy gets way too much airtime, and I hate to just add to it, but John and Kate are heading to arbitration over money. Are you surprised by that? Tell me you're not shocked. Of course they're going to argue over money. Pretty much the brakes have been thrown on John and Kate plus eight, right? Because remember, he said he wasn't going to do it anymore. Here's what the deal is. Kate is seeking child and spousal support because she's accused John of taking $230,000 from the family account. He's saying he didn't do it, and he wants her to account for $100,000 she withdrew. Oh, it gets nastier, doesn't it? So the arbitration certainly comes as those heated relations between the Goslins have, I guess, cooled a little bit. And you got the kids in between. What about the kids? Do they ever care about these, the kids, the eight kids who are stuck in the middle of all this nonsense? I mean, this is like a nightmare. Just have these guys go away. It's a soap opera that has run its course. So, again, she's accusing him of the 230. He's accusing her of 100. Not shocking, because this is pretty much the way their relationship has gone all the way around. Coming up later this week, Harry Rinker will join us. He, of course, is the guru of all things collectible. And I wonder what he would think of Elvis's hair. I happen to read a story on this today. You know, the king, of course, has long been dead. But Elvis Presley's hair, at least a little bit of it, they say kind of a clump. I saw a picture of it. that he might have lost to an Army barber. That's the scary part, might have lost, when he went into the service back in 58, is going on the auction block this Saturday at a auction house in Chicago. It's part of a collection of more than 200 items that belong to or are associated with Presley. Clothes he wore, scarves he threw to screaming fans, Christmas cards he sent, records, some that were in his own jukebox, and all kinds of memorabilia. See, what Harry will say when we talk to him on Wednesday, he joins us in the second hour for a segment, is how do you know it's really Elvis Presley's? Now, this auction house has a good reputation, so I would think that they would have figured out a way to prove it. I'm thinking maybe some sort of, DNA scan. And, you know, what is Elvis Presley's hair worth? They're estimating maybe up to $12,000. Yeah. But a few years back, some hair of Presley's that by his own barber, not the guy who did his hair when he was cut his hair when he was going to the Army, that was put up for bid. You know how much it sold for? Are you ready for this? $115,000. $115,000. Wow, talk about wanting to own a piece of a celebrity. Is that crazy? Matt, can you imagine somebody having so much money they can just throw it up in the air and burn it that they would buy a clump of Presley's hair for $115,000?
I'll sell my hair for that much money.
I'll sell my hair for a lot cheaper than that. I mean, that's crazy.
I have some golden locks, though. I don't know. They get a pretty penny for mine.
Wonder if you're, you know, it's interesting about the hair thing. I wonder if you're, when you were a kid, if your mother saved a lock of your hair. Sometimes people do that when, like a baby gets their hair cut for the first time, they save some of the hair.
I'm not too sure. I'm sure if it is, it's in a baby book somewhere that my mom has stored away. But I'm not.
Yeah, so who knows what box
it's
in.
I have no idea. I'm sure she knows where it is. She's way more organized than I am, but I have no idea if she kept hair. I know there's, you know, the footprints and the handprints, that kind of stuff, but I don't know about the hair. I think I still have baby teeth somewhere. I don't know, that's kind of gross, I guess.
No, some people do that. Some people save hair, teeth. It just depends on how far, you know, how far they go with what they save, not just the footprints from the birth certificate. Sometimes people are superstitious too and they save other things concerning the baby. I don't know. Here's the one I don't get, the placenta.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't. What are you doing with it? People are freezing the placenta. It's a whole movement. I don't understand.
It too.
Oh.
I don't know what's up with that. I've never understood that. I don't. If you know, I'm not in that position. But when I am, I don't think I'll be keeping it. I don't. I've never, never gotten that tradition. I have friends who have done something like that, and I'm just like, you guys are weird. I have no idea. Like, what's the purpose of it? I have no idea.
I don't get it either. Some people say it makes you feel closer to the baby, or it's just a healthy protein thing you
can
do.
You can pick the baby up and hug it. There, you're close.
You can get protein shakes, so I'm not buying either one of those things. I completely agree with you 100%. Right, here's another thing. Kanye West, where are you? He has, of course, yes. Luckily, the hip-hop awards were uninterrupted. Kanye West was nominated for 9 awards. He was definitely a no-show. Where was he? He is seeking refuge. There is gossip flying around in the music industry that he is seeking that refuge in India. He's in a private location, and apparently India isn't out of the realm of possibility. But he's taking a break. He's rehabbing, overlooking the ocean. And he's not stepping back into the spotlight anytime soon. I guess he's been blogging, and he recently canceled his tour with Lady Gaga. She's going to go solo on tour. And he also, boy, this shows you how bad it was. He scrapped plans to perform at a New Year's Eve show at Madison Square Garden. So he must, I mean, the world really did come down on him and should have. So he's backed out of everything. He wants no parts of the spotlight. How about that? Oh, well, that's what happens. That old thing about reaping what you sow. And why did he? Makes no sense what he did anyway. He's just had too much to drink, runs up there, and decides that he's just going to interrupt poor Carrie Underwood. And, of course, the rest is is history, and it did not fall in favor of Kanye West, as many of you know. Obviously, the story about him interrupting her when she was getting her prize. All right, I mentioned this earlier, two Americans winning the Nobel Economics Prize. One of them is the first woman ever to win for economics. Now, that's a big deal. And who are the people who won? Well, Eleanor Ostrom was the first one in economics, and she was honored along with a fellow American, because they're both Americans, Oliver Williamson. And this is specifically for analyzing economic governance, is what they say. And it's the rules by which people exercise authority in companies and economic systems. Sounds so complicated to me. What did they specifically do? All right, here's what's interesting. They're both in their 70s. They shared the $1.4 million prize for the work that they did. And as for where are they, Ostrom is a political scientist at Indiana University and specifically showed how common resources, now this makes more sense, like forests, fisheries, oil fields, grazing lands, can be managed by the people who use them rather than by governments or private companies. So, and when she was asked to say something more about it, she says that people have ignored, what people are ignoring is what citizens can do and the importance of involvement of the real people involved in it versus somebody in Washington making a rule. So get rid of all this government muckety-muck junk that ruins some of these farms and various things. So that makes sense to me. So she wins. For Williamson, he is an economist at the University of California, Berkeley, and he specifically focuses on how firms and markets differ in how they resolve conflicts. And he found that companies are typically better able to resolve conflicts than markets when competition is limited. Well, that certainly makes sense, right? Nobody complained that either one of them were awarded the prize in economics. Nobody booed, nobody hissed, none of that stuff. A much different reaction than what we saw with Barack Obama. Makes sense, huh? Get what the common denominator is here. What did they do? Why in economics did they win this specifically? And, you know, they're in their 70s and this is their life's work, right? Makes sense to me. Here's a quick follow-up. This story was a very sad story. I don't even know if I mentioned this on the air. I think I did briefly the other day. But in Arizona, you had a sweat lodge in Sedona, Arizona, where people went and they were doing a spiritual warrior program that was hosted by the self-help expert. His name is James Arthur Ray. He's in all kinds of books. He's quoted all over the place. Pretty famous in that whole spiritual movement. And people were crowded into a space. It was about 415 square feet, I guess, for a two-hour period. And what happened was you had two people who were overcome and died, and then you had about 19 others who were ill as a result of that. And they said it was like being overcome in a sauna-like sort of hut that was built specifically for that five-day retreat. So you had people that were hospitalized with symptoms ranging from dehydration to kidney failure and all that other sort of stuff. Man, that is an awful thing to happen. So, of course, the sheriff's department is investigating, and you had layers of tarps and blankets that had to be taken down, and they said there was no inspection of the structure before they put up these sweat lodges. Wow. You know, they got to be worried about lawsuit, lawsuit, lawsuit. Stay with us. Birthdays next.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800 34 no tax. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Wow, coming up on birthdays, we got a couple that you'll definitely know. Maria Osmond with a big birthday. Also, former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher with a birthday. They're not alone. Actress Kate Walsh from Private Practice. She's celebrating a birthday. Actress Kelly Preston, married to John Travolta. She's celebrating a birthday. And former NFL player Jerry Rice as well. In fact, I'm going to say on the list, if I get through a lot of the people on the list, you're going to recognize at least 10 people on the list. I am that confident that you will know the names that I go through on this list. If you like sports, if you know anything about acting, and if you like music. How's that? So I kind of narrowed it down. All right, besides birthdays, we're going to jump ahead to day in history, October 13th. There are 79 days left in the year. How about that? Like in 1792, the cornerstone of the Executive Mansion, later known, of course, as the White House, was laid during a ceremony in the District of Columbia. But before we do all of that, let's move to news you can abuse. Sometimes it's funny stuff, sometimes it's something that just makes you shake your head. Started thinking about Halloween. What are going to be the hot costumes for Halloween? Some believe that a Bernie Madoff mask will be popular, particularly in the New York area. So one costume company is saying it's distributed more than 15,000 of the Madoff masks to stores around the country. But it expects Madoff will be outsold by Michael Jackson and Super Mario Brothers. Wow, that's a blast from the past, of course. We move from Halloween and what will the costumes be to Sacramento, California. Boy, it's pretty tough to drive drunk in a lot of places these days, but particularly in California. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed a bill that requires people convicted of drunk driving in Los Angeles, Sacramento, Alameda and Tulare counties to install ignition interlocks on their cars. If the device detects alcohol in their breath, the engine won't start. The new law covers even first-time DUI offenders. It's an experiment set to expire in 2016. A lot of people think this is the wave of the future. Of course, if somebody's been drinking and they drive your car, you pretty much would have to have a no alcohol policy in whatever car it is that you drive, because there's been that many repeat offenders. A lot of people feel the ignition thing would be a way to stop it. How about this from Bridgeville, Pennsylvania? It wasn't really your usual funeral scene. Instead of somebody lying in a casket or ashes in an urn, you get the picture, there was someone behind the steering wheel of a 79 pink Corvette. Donna Mae Sims was that kind of a flamboyant person, so wanted a goodbye like that. She was the first woman to win a Sports Car Club of America National Championship back in 63. She died Tuesday in Pennsylvania, in Bridgeville, Pennsylvania, at the age of 82. In her racing days, she was known as the Pink Lady because of her preferred color for cars. She even took part in the famous Cannonball Run, during which her 68 Cadillac limousine was wrecked, not by her, but her teammate. So she was, again, buried in the 79 pink Corvette. And that could be a little weird to see that at a service, but like I said, she was known to be flamboyant, so of course anybody who knew her would certainly understand. Speaking of death, the little town of Preston in central Kansas is kind of on its own deathbed, but they might get a facelift from a helping hand, an undertaker. Ken and Donna Stanton of Arizona want to build a mortuary and crematorium in Preston. They only have 173 people, plus boarded up storefronts and an abandoned school and vacant homes. The Stantons see their project as what they call the cornerstone of an ambitious community revitalization plan. They like Preston to feature, or they'd like it to happen, Old West style building fronts, old time streetlights, and fake or faux board sidewalks. Some locals might not be crazy about the idea of a mortuary as a lifesaver. That does sound rather odd to me, especially when you have 173 people. How old are the 173 people? You got to ask yourself that, right? All right, how about this day in history? As I said, it's October 13th, just a mere 79 days left in the year before we call it a day and we move on to another year in history, 2010. That sounds so odd, doesn't it? 1775, the U.S. Navy had its origins as the Continental Congress ordered the construction of the Naval Fleet. This is a powerful organization now, but it was founded in 1843. The Jewish organization, B'nai B'rith, was founded in New York City. In 1858, the sixth decade between the senatorial candidates, Abraham Lincoln and Stephen the Sixth debate between Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas took place in Quincy, Illinois. In 1909, political cartoonist Herbert Block was born in Chicago. Wow, you think of the political cartoonists now, like the Gary Trudeaus, and how popular that's become, and how fun it is to see some of those political cartoons. But again, this is 1909. In 1943, Italy declared war on Germany, its one-time Axis partner, but certainly not after that. In 1960, Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy participated in the third televised debate of their presidential campaign. Nixon was in L.A., Kennedy was in New York. It was a big deal, obviously, because Nixon in the debates didn't look as good. He was sweatier and didn't come across as nice as John F. Kennedy did on camera. And thus, the whole thing about, you know, selling yourself and the whole political spin began with the television, made a huge difference. In 1962, Edward Albee's play, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, opened on Broadway. Huge success. Liz Taylor went on to play Virginia Woolf in one of the first early movies. In 1974, longtime television host Ed Sullivan died in the Big Apple. He was age 72, rather. 10 years ago, rejected the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, 48 in favor to 51 against. So short of the 67 votes needed for ratification, of course. In Boulder, Colorado, and again, this is 10 years ago, the JonBenet Ramsey grand jury was dismissed after 13 months of work, with prosecutors saying there wasn't enough evidence to charge anyone in the six-year-old's strangulation. Still no answers to that. A mystery that sadly, lives on. And 1 year ago on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained a shocking 936 points after 8 days of losses. Remember, people were still very much on edge. All right, Maestro, can we cue up the birthday music?
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, I told you about Kelly Preston, married to John Travolta. She turns 47, also 47. Jerry Rice, former NFL star. Then he went Dancing with the Stars and was actually pretty good on that show. Also turning 47 is country singer John Wiggins. Then we drop down a bit. Actor Christopher Judge is 45, while actress Kate Walsh, who was originally one of the Grey's Anatomy major players, then got her own show, is 42 years old. R&B musician Jeff Allen from Mint Condition is 41 years old. Also celebrating a birthday. Remember Nancy Kerrigan when she screamed, ow! She got slammed on the knee. You know what I'm talking about. Olympic competition, ring any bells? Tanya Harding, I think it does. Anyway, she was a silver medal skater. She is 40 years old. Billy Bush, you might see him on the tube. He's a big gossip guy. Actually, a pretty funny guy. TV personality, 38 years old. Actor, Sacha Baron Cohen. You know him. He is 38 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. 84 years old, actress Melinda Dillon, 70 years old, singer Paul Simon, Bridge Over Troubled Water, hint, 68 years old, from Chicago, did you ever see Chicago in concert? They do so many concerts still. Robert Lamb from that group is 65 years old, country singer Lacey Dalton is 63, Sammy Hagar, now you're getting to the rockers, 62 years old, model Beverly Johnson, 47 or 57 years old. Producer, writer Chris Carter, 53. If you're celebrating a birthday like Maria Osmond, who turns 50, happy birthday to you from America Tonight.
Okay, okay, show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it. One, two, three. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.